listening to the Artist Access Podcast with Casey James. These interviews were created to give you an in-depth, all-access glimpse into the lives of the artists and musicians in the Texas music industry. Be sure to check out the full video versions of the interviews on the Playlist YouTube page at youtube.com/theplaylistfilms. Now buckle up. Let's get you backstage for that all-exclusive interview with Casey James. Casey, take it away.
Hey y'all, this is Cody Canada, and this is Artist Access with the Playlist.
Boom! So, the man who needs no introduction, Cody Canada, man. Thank you. I want to start off by thanking you for sitting down with us. You were like our inspiration, like when we were like, you know, 16, 17. Mm-hmm. So it's like a dream interview for us.
Oh, thanks, man. In,
so we really appreciate that. Just wanted to ask you, how are you doing? How's the family? How's everything?
Everybody's good. Busy. I feel like I'm busier now than I've ever been. I'm home. I do about 150 a year, which is still a lot, yeah. But as opposed to used to be 280 a year. But now I'm home and, you know, I'll go out for probably, I'll do like a 40 day, 45 day straight run, come home, do weekends for a couple months, go out, do it again. But once I get home, I'm chasing my kids around with their music, which is great. No complaint. Working on a couple of records for this next year. Plan on doing 2 records next year, but hopefully get at least one.
Yeah. You're the tribute artist at Music Fest this year in Steamboat Springs, Colorado. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you, being the tribute artist?
You know, I watched Robert Earl do it 12, 13 years ago. And he said, I don't feel like I'm old enough for this. And that's exactly how I feel. You know, I'm 43, and I guess started when I was 16, so I guess it makes sense, you know, but it's an honor. It took me a bit. You know, John asked a couple of years and I said no. And then this year, or last year, he came walking up and I knew what he was going to ask. And I said, yeah, I'll do it. There's got to be a couple of rules, but I'll do it. I don't know. It's sinking in. It's taken a good year to sink in. Honored. Very honored.
Red Dirt scene, I mean, with Ragweed and everything that you've seen in your career, do you think the Red Dirt scene has changed at all?
I think it's gotten bigger. I think there's more bands. I know back when we started, we were the young, new guys, and there was the Great Divide, and like Tom Skinner and Bob Childers and all the old dudes, you know, who were my age then. And now there's this, so many people. And you know, and also what I try to let everybody know is Red Dirt music is Oklahoma music. A lot of people put Red Dirt on every person that walks out of Texas or Kentucky, and you know, it's all Americana, but Red Dirt does hail from Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
But it's gotten bigger and it's gotten more recognized, which is the plan all along, is for a couple of us to lead the way, you know.
Give me your thoughts on Co, because in my opinion, I feel like Co Wetzel's like a younger version of you, like you, like he's like a rebel, kind of outgoing. Give me your thoughts on Co. What do you think about him?
I've heard that, and then I saw that. You know, I saw a couple of shows, and it really is the not giving a shit, but giving a shit. I remember playing with, we went on tour with Skinner years ago. And I remember their tour manager said, you guys act like you don't care, but you really do. And I remember it kind of hitting me weird because I wasn't purposely doing that. I was like, yeah, I guess you're right. Because we really do care about our reputation. But we also want our reputation to be wild because it makes people listen, you know, and that's what Co's doing. And I'm glad that we, I guess, got him off his ass to do it. I don't know. I might have said the wrong thing. Sorry, Co. But I see it. I've seen the shows. And it is. I mean, it's it, in the back of your mind, you're still keeping the beat and putting on a show, but you're also getting people riled up, you know, I mean, that's what you're supposed to do. But I endorse everything he does. You know, I'm proud of him, and he's asked me to come out and do some shows. And in the beginning, I didn't really know him, and I said no. And then I got to know the guy, did a couple of shows, and I was telling him, I was like, man, anything you want, anywhere, we'll do it, you know.
So his song Ragweed, I think when it came out, I listened to it at least 50 times. I loved it, you know. It was really a cool song, you know, to kind of be in the scene. What did you think about the song, Ragweed?
I thought it was, everybody had really finally stopped asking me when the band was getting back together, and then he put out that fucking song. Thanks, buddy.
That's hilarious.
No, I like the song. It's awesome. And it is an honor. I've never been really good with compliments and stuff like that. And I feel like we're all in this thing together and everybody needs to act accordingly. But, you know, don't pose. You know, don't be a poser. I hate posers more than anything. And I don't think Co's one. I think he means it. And he's one of those dudes that if you don't like it, then somebody else will. Go away. You know, go listen to something else. And that's... and for him to honor the name of our band by getting up, you know, I mean, I'm sure he turned a lot of people onto the band that never heard of it, you know, because we broke up for 10 years.
I agree with you. So speaking of Ragweed, I don't want to spend too much time on it.
No, it's all good, man.
But did you know the impact that you guys would make on the industry, you know, when you guys formed?
No. I do know that Jeremy and I were very serious. We were very serious about taking this as far as we could. And I remember Ragsdale, the drummer, saying, what are we gonna do? How are we gonna do this? And it's like, man, I see we just take it as far as we're able to, but we need to be sharp. We don't need to be a bunch of drunks, you know? And there were nights, there were a lot of nights, but when my wife came into the picture, that was where the business side was separated from us. We didn't wanna know anything that was going on. And then I remember one day, her telling us, you know, that this gig sold out, and this gig sold out. And the next thing we know, we've had 25 to 30 sellouts in a row from little shows to here. And then it was like, okay, we're on to something. But all we were doing was being ourselves, you know? And I think that was the key, was being honest. And I had no idea that it was gonna do that. And it's still weird to even talk about, but I'm glad it happened. You know, I think it's, I don't want to work as hard as I used to, because I feel like I don't, not to be cocky, but I feel like I don't have to do that anymore. I don't have to work as hard, and I don't have time now because of kids, but I'm glad that we did it early, and I'm glad that people latched onto it, and I'm glad there's people like Co and Reed Southall and dudes, Parker and folks like that that listen to what we did.
Keep the legacy going.
Yeah, and it keeps my music, my new music, relevant. So when it did go down, it went down in a heated argument here at John T. Floors is where it happened. And that was a lot of anger. And then the next day, I was kind of scared.
Worse than I thought it was. Worse than it could be. Worse than I hoped.
Thank you for listening to Artist Access with Casey James. Be sure to follow Casey and The Playlist on all their social media accounts to keep up with what's coming next. Artist Access with Casey James is powered by The Playlist.